patient's name is Tommy, and it's T-H-O-M-M-I-E, Morrison, M-O-R-R-I-S-O-N, 11-24-36, 11-29, Radiance, A-L-C-C, Assume Care, HPI, 88-year-old gentleman, seen in room. He was seated in his wheelchair and states that that's how he pretty much spends his day. He was watching television. He was polite and attentive when I told him that I had wanted to speak with him as his new physician, period. Patient was able to give information. He was quite gregarious, period. Patient's diagnoses are hypertensive heart disease, COPD, Parkinson's disease, restless leg syndrome, GERD, atrial fibrillation, history of prostate cancer, chronic pain, and currently ongoing wound care. Lower extremities, period. Social. Patient has been married twice. He has one son but has no contact with him. His ex-daughter-in-law, however, does stay in touch with patient. He's retired from the Army, spent 4 years in service, three of them active duty. He was a pilot. Patient also worked for 30 years as an insurance investigator post active duty time. He is of the Quaker religion and is also part-time an artist, period. Surgical history, bilateral cataract extraction, appendectomy, cholecystectomy, partial colectomy, salivary gland surgery secondary to questionable cells, septoplasty, and cystoscopy with ureteroscopy. Family history is non-contributory. All right, medications are acyclovir, 400 milligrams, BID, for zoster prophylaxis, allopurinol, 300 milligrams, 1 QD, ASA, 325 milligrams QD, B-complex, QD, bupropion, 100 milligrams, BID, Ropressa eye drops, 0.02%, left eye QAM, Senna Plus, 2 tablets, HS and PRN, Zocor, 20 milligrams, HS, Flomax, 1 tab, QD, and 2 capsules at 6 p.m. Terazosin, 5 milligrams, HS. Tramadol, 50 milligrams, 2 tablets, Q6, PRN, NTE, 300 milligrams, QD. Preservision, one capsule BID. Bromonidine eye drop, one drop OU, AM and HS. And Claritin 10 milligrams QD, melatonin 3 milligrams HS, mineral oil to both ears Q week, gabapentin 300 milligrams TID, lantanoprost 1 drop left eye HS. Dorzolamide / Timolol eye drop OU, AM and HS. D3 2000 IUs QD. And patient is currently followed by total wound care for skin breakdown, the left great toe, and loss of toenail on the fourth toe. And vital signs are /138/80, 63, 97.7, 18, 92%, weight not available, general, well-developed and nourished male, obese, no distress, HENT, he has male pattern hair loss, the remainder of hair is groomed, EOMI, PERLA, anecteric sclera, nares patent, moist oral mucosa, groomed facial hair, neck supple, clear carotids, no LAD, cardiovascular, regular rate and rhythm without murmur, rubber gallop, PMI non-displaced, respiratory, a normal effort and rate, lung feels clear, no cough, symmetric excursion, slight decrease in bibasal breast sounds secondary to effort, abdomen is obese, non-tender, bowel sounds present, and no masses to palpation. Musculoskeletal, he is seated in a manual wheelchair, can move all of his limbs, is weight-bearing, can propel his manual wheelchair, though his left foot and the current wound skin care issues make it a little uncomfortable. He's had no falls, self-transfers, and fairly good muscle mass and motor strength. His skin is warm, dry, intact with good turgor apart from the left foot and the aforementioned issues. Neuro CN2 through 12 grossly intact. He's alert, makes eye contact. His speech is clear. He has a sense of humor. Is able to give information. In psychiatric, he appears to be in good spirits and cooperative. A&P, number 1, DM2. His control has not always been adequate. Unclear what his current diabetic control is. There are references in his notes to a history of A1C of 8, June of 2023. He has not been formally diagnosed at that time with DM2. And then a following A1C of 8.2. Period. Okay, AMP number one. Left foot wound care. This is being done by Total Wound Care, and they make at minimum 2 times weekly visits with changing of dressings. Antibiotics have not been needed in some time. Period. Next is history of hyperglycemia, not on DM2 medications. I am ordering an A1C to see where his glycemic control stands and the effect that it has on his wound care healing period. Next is HTN, BP to be checked daily, and we'll check. We'll follow up and address medications as needed. Next is hyperlipidemia. Recent TCHOL is 110 with an HDL and LDL of 34 and 57, which are acceptable. And next is renal insufficiency. BUN and creatinine were 26.4 and 1.50. We'll do follow-up lab to see where that stands. And CBC has been WNL, period. Next is social. Patient is... he does not have a POA that I am aware of at this time. He is followed by the VA and was seen there recently, period. And go back on the foot care issue. On 11/26, patient was seen at Mercy Clinic and prescribed Keflex 500 milligrams QID times 10 days and Cipro 500 milligrams BID times 7 days, and an appointment with his podiatrist next week is set, period. Okay, and I want to put up for diagnoses, let's see. I want to have, like, where I kind of mention his diagnoses, I want it to be cleaned up, and I'm going to write Parkinson's disease, glaucoma, DM2 with peripheral neuropathy, depression, BPH, gout, obstructive sleep apnea, obesity, spinal stenosis of the cervical region and lumbar region, allergic rhinitis, unspecified hearing loss, one ear, and ongoing use of insulin. Okay, then I want to go on medications. I need to have added insulin, glargine, 26 units BID, and insulin aspartate, 15 units TIDAC, and then whatever the rest of the medications were. And at medical allergies, PCN, tetracycline, and eggs. And then I will do the physical exam in a minute here.